Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC with Wes and Leah. Talking the best of Gurney, too, which if you haven't done so already and you want a business to get recognized for just going above and beyond, you could do so on the Village of Gurney's Facebook page until September 3rd. You have until then, so just four more days to get those nominations in. It's just a quick online form to do so. And we have last year's winner of Bringing Me Home Award, which ended up going to none other than Kaiser's. We welcome Ed to the show. How's it going, Ed?
It's going good. Thanks for having me.
I got to ask you, Ed, did you not come in because you didn't feel like firing up those ovens this early in the morning? Because you don't, I just want you to know you do not have to bring us food every time you come in here.
Oh, I like bringing the food.
It's appreciated.
She says that. She's so full of...
I'm saying that right now because I'm on a cleanse.
Right.
And you're fasting until like noon.
If this
was
a normal Thursday, I'd be like, this is baloney.
I'd be like, where's the beer? Where's my beast pizza, Ed? but you guys last year won the Bringing Me Home Award, which recognizes businesses that foster a sense of community pride by infusing excellence into their business operations, which perfectly describes Kaiser's to me. Now, what's new at Kaiser's since we've talked last, Ed? I feel like it's been a while.
Well, we got football season starting tonight.
Yeah,
and
we do.
So we have the NFL ticket. So, it really starts Sunday with all the games going. And then we got baseball playoffs coming up. So,
are you guys
kind of focusing on...
Are you guys going to keep the outdoor going for a while, or when do you plan on?
No, actually, it's coming down.
No!
The tent should be coming down, I think, this weekend.
No! Is there any more outdoor music to enjoy before that's over?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Well, you guys were doing it all weekend, so.
Turn your car radio off all weekend. Parking lot.
I don't think they want us having a parking lot party at Kaiser's, even though they do have a big parking lot. I said you guys have had it going on all weekend, but you guys have been doing it all summer, which I know I've really enjoyed. But the dining room is open. You guys have any new menu items or any specials going on that people could look forward to enjoying?
We have our daily specials like today's pot roast and quesadillas.
Ooh.
As far as anything new, the supply chain's kind of broke right now, so we're just kind of praying we get everything we need for everything else.
Did you say, is it pot roast quesadillas?
Yeah, we do those too, yep.
My mom was in there a couple months ago, and she was telling me that she got the pot roast quesadillas and how amazing they were. I'm like, again, I probably shouldn't be thinking about these things. It's hard to talk to Ed right now. I'm hungry. As soon as my cleanse is over, you know what I'm having?
Pizza.
Pot roast quesadillas.
Okay.
So you guys are hiring, though, too. We were just talking to Six Flags with Fright Fest coming up and stuff and how they're looking for the people to be scaring those guests. But you guys are hiring. What kind of positions there?
Pretty much all the positions, but especially we're looking for, like, phone cashier people and servers, bartenders, drivers, cooks, everybody.
Everything.
Yeah,
all the positions. Please come work for us. You guys really do. You treat your employees really well. I went to go. I really wanted Kaiser's on Monday because it was the day before my cleanse, and we were having, instead of cooking out on Labor Day, we wanted pizza, and we went to order, and I was like, I bet you Kaiser's isn't open. I bet you they gave their employees off for Labor Day. Not many restaurants do that. I'm sorry.
Actually closed Sunday and Monday.
And Monday, which, again, really, really, really cool. So if you're looking for a job and you think you're qualified to work at Kaiser's, where can people, can they just stop in and put in an application or what's going on?
Just come on in and fill out an app and ask for a manager when you turn it in. We'll talk to you right away.
Cool. Cool. And as I mentioned, you won Best of Gurney, the Bringing Me Home Award last year. Are you campaigning to be nominated again?
I mean, it would be super awesome, but it'd be nice for someone else to get and experience it. And,
sweet.
You know, it's just made my year.
That's awesome. Speaking of year, this year is almost over. Any changes coming up in 2022?
Hopefully nothing drastic like the past couple of years.
No, we don't want any of those kind of changes. We want positive changes going up.
Yeah, just hopefully we add some new faces, and you never know, we'll see what we come up with and everything, so.
All right, right, cool, John. Well, we look forward to talking with you and seeing you in the studio with some food, hopefully soon.
That'd be awesome.
Ed, before I let you go, Gurney's got to ask you what your Gurney go-to is.
Stevens. Last night.
Is that because you guys are friends, though? I know last time you were in here with him.
No, I mean, it's more than that.
No, I know. I know it is.
It's more than that. Their food is amazing.
Stevens is good stuff. All right, Ed, well, you take care of yourself again. Best of Gurney. Get those applications in and nominate a business that stands out to you on the Village of Gurney's Facebook page by September 13th.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.